From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a joy to be able to come to you on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth program. And this week, we are studying joy as it relates to the book of Philippians. And, of course, this is not necessarily a study through the book of Philippians, but I mentioned to you yesterday that the key theme of this tremendous epistle is the joy of the Christian experience as it relates to Christ, our sufficiency. And yesterday I read several verses of Scripture for you from the book of Philippians where the word joy is mentioned. But beyond that, there are 33 conditions of joy in this great epistle. And I would encourage you to study them through. Now remember, as I mentioned yesterday, the verse that relates to a condition for joy has the word joy in it, because not every verse has the word joy in it, but the verse itself brings up a concept or a condition that results in joy in the Christian life. For instance, in chapter 1 and verse 6, it says this, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ." You see, knowing that God will complete his work in us brings joy, does it not? Indeed it does. Another verse, for instance, chapter 1 and verse 18, the Apostle Paul is speaking, and he says, "What then, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice." You see, Paul was rejoicing over the fact that the gospel was being preached, whether it was in pretense or in truth. He was simply rejoicing when the gospel was being preached. And when you and I know of or hear of a situation where the gospel is being preached, it brings joy to our lives. And so that's what I mean. In the book of Philippians, there are many conditions that brings joy into the life of the believer. And so if you are struggling today over a circumstance or maybe a series of circumstances, why don't you just continue to study the book of Philippians? And by doing so, mark all of those great principles that will bring joy to your heart. You might find 33 like I did, or you may find more. But joy is a tremendous thing in the life of the Christian. You know, I remember years ago, we used to sing this chorus a lot. It goes like this. Now, I'm not going to sing it, but I will give you the words. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. Your sins he'll wash away. Your night he'll turn to day. Your life he'll make it over anew. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. Do you remember that chorus? I'm sure that many of you do. And so you see, what that chorus teaches is that the foundation for joy in the life of a person comes when that person trusts Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, at the end of the program yesterday, I mentioned that today I would share with you the difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is based upon circumstances. If it's going my way, I'm happy. If it's not going my way, I'm not happy. Whereas joy is not based on circumstances. but rather is based on our relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. In fact, I defined joy in this sense. The joy is the inner contentment and satisfaction produced by the Holy Spirit in the life of the born-again Christian that anticipates a positive future no matter what the current circumstances may be. Now, I'm not going to elaborate too much on that today because we will look at it later on, the Lord willing. But allow me to give you that definition again. And if you get our notes and outlines, that definition is written therein. But here it is. The biblical concept of joy. Joy is the inner contentment and satisfaction produced by the Holy Spirit in the life of the born-again Christian that anticipates a positive future, no matter what the current circumstances may be. You may be going through a difficult time, but the fact of the matter is, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you have joy in the midst of that difficult time, knowing that the best is yet to come. The story is told of John Peterson, and many of you might know that name. John Peterson was a man who wrote many, many, many gospel songs. He and Al Smith had a great ministry together called Singspiration, and I had the privilege of being a very, very close friend to Dr. Al Smith and enjoyed that friendship. He went home to be with the Lord in August the 10th, 2000. But I enjoyed a great fellowship with him. But he told me one day that John Peterson had written a particular song, and one of the major networks in New York wanted to use that song as an advertisement. And so they invited John Peterson to their offices in New York, and they said, "Mr. Peterson, we would like to use this song as an advertisement in one of our products," whatever the case may have been. But they said, "We've got one request." John Peterson said, "What is that request?" And they said, "Well, we want to take the name God out of the song. Now, if you allow us to use this song, we will give you," and the price was several million dollars. Well, when the request was that they would use that song if John would allow them to take God's name out of the song, John said, "No, I can't do that." That song was written to honor God. And as the story goes on, Al Smith told me that John walked out of that office. He wasn't too happy because he had given up millions of dollars. But he was filled with joy, knowing that he did not compromise and that that song that he wrote to honor God kept God's name in it. You see the difference? Happiness is based upon circumstances. Joy is based upon a solid relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ that brings that inner contentment and satisfaction. I want to share with you several observations about joy. We won't be able to get them all in today, but there are five observations about joy that I want to give you for your further study. We'll see how far we can get today on this particular program. The first observation is this: joy is the basic characteristic of the true Christian. It is the basic characteristic of the true Christian. And it relates to that chorus I just gave you the words to a moment ago. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. But you see, that's based upon the teaching of Scripture in 1 Peter chapter 1. Now, you know, in 1 Peter chapter 1, we find that Peter is talking about the great inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ. It says, beginning with verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. You see, joy is the basic characteristic of the true Christian. Why? Knowing that through faith in Christ, we have this great inheritance that Peter spoke of here in verses 3, 4, and 5. And knowing that when we see the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be in the fullness of his glory. And that brings joy unspeakable and full of glory. Yes, there are many characteristics that we have as Christians. But underlying all of those characteristics, because we are forgiven of our sin through faith in Christ, because we have an eternal inheritance in heaven through faith in Jesus Christ, we have joy, wonderful joy, a joy that cannot be found in the world, and a joy that the world cannot take away from us. Do you have that joy? It is the basic characteristic of the true Christian. Now, if you say that you're a Christian and you don't have joy, well, number one, make certain that you are a Christian. And secondly, make certain that you've got confessed sin in your life. Unconfessed sin will rob you of joy. Well, tomorrow we'll continue our study on joy. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.